Adelaide's National Recruiting Manager, Hamish Ogilvie. Hamish, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me. And can I just pass on our thoughts from all at the club and all the recruiting guys today. We sat at the Combine and had a good chat at lunch about Robbie Flower, and Phil Bunn was there, who played at Melbourne.
Bunny.
When Robbie was there, as Peter would have probably talked to you guys at the office there about, and he was just a star. And they did a fantastic tribute at the Combine today where all the players and all the Melbourne recruiting staff stood out on the track and had a minute silence for Robbie. So it was a fantastic thing they did, and it was a nice way to remember him in a small way.
Hey, Hamish, it's been an incredible outpouring of emotion for he just was universally loved. We couldn't think of another person that ran even close to Robert Flower.
No, he was a star as a kid. He was one of my heroes. It's still the only player that I can sort of think of that I came into contact with that sort of came close was probably Gavin Brown. He was a
skinny
kid, a bit like Robbie Flower, and never took his eye off the ball, and perhaps he didn't have some of the class and brilliance that Robbie had, because maybe no one did.
Mm.
But no, he was a beautiful player.
Tell us about the busy couple of days for the Adelaide Footy Club, the draft combine first. Anybody jumped off the page at you?
So we were in there Tuesday, so we've had pretty long days. We've been in there sort of 7:38 most mornings. First interviews have been around 8 in the morning, and we've been last out most nights at 10, but you've got some draft picks. You're happy to do the interviews and meet as many kids as you can. So they've been long days. Jack Hiscox today was the star of the day to break the 3K record by around 20 seconds from memory. And
wow.
We knew he was going to be very good because he was Australian 800-metre champion as a 17-year-old. So we knew he was going to do pretty well, but he smashed the record by 20 seconds, and he's an impressive young man. So someone will bid for him. And the Swans will maybe match it, so that'll be interesting to see how that transpires on Monday.
Hamish, what are the club's needs and what are your priorities? I think you're going to have pick 9 or 10, and is that on the table? Just lay all that bare for us.
We always need really good players, Rowie, that are competitive, make great decisions under pressure with really, really good character. They're the sort of key fundamentals of what you're looking for. So, I mean, you know my thoughts on pick 10. You generally got to go to... You don't muck around with first-round picks. You go for talent and players with those attributes. But you never discount moving it. So we've discussed pick 10 with some clubs. Would we slide it up? Would we slide it down? So we'll look at all options. We're not... We've got to get some young talent in because we haven't bought 4 or 5, high-level young talents into the club for a little while. So We need to be very conscious about still bringing some young guys into the club. But we're open to look at it, but it'll want to be pretty good.
Okay. So priority needs for the list. So list manager hat on. I know you're the recruiter, but list manager hat on, is it a ruckman outside speed? Is it another key defender? Just give us a picture of that.
Spot on, Rowie. They're the things we've discussed with the other clubs in our meetings so far. They're pretty obvious, and if you work our list, you don't have to be Einstein to work it out. So they're the things we're looking at. Can we do that in trading? Maybe we can do some of it. Can we do it in the draft? Yeah, I think we can, because there's a good mix of players with those attributes that play those positions. But as we all know, the kids that aren't going to play 20 games next year in the AFL, that doesn't happen very often. But long term, I think we can address some of those things in the draft. But we've still got to be very conscious of picking talent, picking character, picking competitiveness, picking attitude.
And I know history's always said, especially under you, Hamish, if there's a South Australian or a Victorian, you still pick the talent, and you have. And
yeah,
we can see that in Paddy. We can see that in Rory Sloan. Just give us an idea of the SA talent that's in the pool this year.
But the depth looks probably in the mids. Caleb, little Jakey Johansson, Alex Neil Bullen, Billy Stretch. I mean, they're really rock-solid mids with some really good attributes. So the SA depth is probably in the mids. And obviously, Sammy Durden's up there. I probably think he's a key defender. He's a great kid. But you also know us, Rowie. We can't go through the 100 kids at the camp. But because our listeners and supporters and fans need to know about the South Australians, they're the sort of main ones.
Yeah.
Billy's going to be a really interesting situation on Monday, what happens with him, because he's a good kid, and you'd think Melbourne would rate him highly.
Will you bid for him, Hamish?
I will certainly consider it, yeah.
Okay, so those bids are on Monday. This is the father-son. Any other interest, any other academy players you can share with us? Because they were nominated today as well.
That's the most I've ever told you, Rowie. I think I've gone out on a limb there. That's the most I've ever given you about.
You
about
are tight, Hamish, I'll give you that. Yeah, but give us something.
Look, we've had a good look. It's a really delicate and tough one, the academy players, because you need to be ready for Monday, and we've just finished the combine today.
Yes.
So we've got to review all that information and do that, you know, Monday. So, and bid Monday. But fortunately, I mean, we didn't just start working on it today. I've interviewed some of those New South Wales and Queensland boys 10 weeks ago. So we've been working on those for a while, but we've only just found out today which ones the clubs are going to list. So we've been preparing for it, so we'll be ready. So, yeah, we've had a good look at them. We've got nearly all the information. We'll review it on the weekend. We're actually going to do a mock run-through of the academy bidding and put some boys in the roles of other clubs and give it a try on Saturday after the Victorian State Combine and see how we go.
Hey, Hamish, can I ask you a question about your recruiting? Before you spoke about the talent v need and why you picked the most talented kid v the need you need to fill, can you just, I guess, develop that a little bit for us as to why you'd pick just on talent when, if there was a glaring need, would you lean that way, or you just purely pick the best kid you see?
Yeah, generally in the first round, and probably picks under 25 bone, you generally always go with the talent and best player. You do tend, and in our position, it's only common sense because we haven't had a lot of picks in the draft in the last few years.
Yep.
Then in our position, we're going to probably need to seed our order a little bit according to need. So, I mean, if we've got 8-10 small blokes on the list already, it doesn't really make sense if the next best player at, say, 41 or 49 is a small bike to perhaps go that way. So later on in the draft, yeah, you do use common sense and you have different scenarios. And if X, Y and Z happens above you, this is what we're going to do. If we pick a player of certain type in the first round, maybe we'll trick the order up a little bit later on. But generally inside sort of 25-30, you've got to stick with the talent.
Would that be right across the AFL? Would that be a common theme at every club, you reckon?
Pretty common. I mean, you know, our big mate who I worked for a long time, that's sort of his philosophy,
yep,
which has obviously been passed on to me. And some clubs, yeah, they're probably that way, but then there'll be others that go completely different. I mean, you look at Giants and Gold Coast, and sometimes they're out of the draft by 25.
Yeah.
And with, say, GWS's list, they can really target needs because they've got a lot of young blokes on their list that, you know, they've got tools, they've got mid, they've got outside speed, they've got a bit of everything. So they can probably be more specific, say, than those clubs that are in the middle of the draft.
Hamish Ogilvie, our guest, Adelaide National Recruiting Manager. We thank him for his time because it's a busy time of the year for him with the draft combine and late nights. Is it tougher planning without a senior coach?
Not really, because generally the coach doesn't interfere in recruiting too much because he knows he doesn't go to the footy and watch 100 games of underage footy a year. So generally the coach and all the coaches I've worked with have trust us to do our job. We keep them briefed and filled in on what's happening and they pretty much let us go. So that's probably more for Nobes and I with trading and looking at the AFL listed players where, you know, the coach has got to have some input and we haven't started trade week yet. You know, we've obviously been working and we run into each other at the combine. We talk to the other clubs as we're going around. So not so much from a recruiting and drafting point of view.
Okay.
And we've had pretty good plans in place as far as trading goes for a fair while. So it's pretty much business as usual at the moment.
David Noble getting any sleep? He's got 20 hats on. He's in one state to the next. He's in one interview to another. Can he do it all?
In my working life, I'm not sure I've ever seen anyone work as hard.
Yeah.
And I know he's my boss, and people will say, you're sucking up to your boss, but I'm not sure I've ever seen anyone put in as much work in any industry that I've ever been involved in as what he's done. So we'll get there, and he's doing a great job, and I'm sure he'll be a bit relieved at the end of the year and looking forward to a holiday.
Okay. Phil Davis, is he on radar come Monday the 6th of October?
Well, I was with Matty when we picked Phil, so Phil's always on my radar because I really love him as a kid. Derby difficult, Rowie, and you know we can't go into specifics too much, but, you know, we would be silly if we didn't ask a question about Phil, but you know what he's like. He's a really loyal kid. Things wouldn't sit well with him to leave, so it'd be unlikely, mate, but we ask about everyone.
Okay. Jonathan Giles, Dan Gurindge, Jono Griffin.
Here they come.
Well, you need a ruckman.
We started with 120 ruckmen at the start of the year, Rowie, and we've got one guy working on rucks all year. So believe me, we have covered every ruckman that's ever walked across a footy ground in Australia and some that even haven't walked on a footy ground. So I'm not going to go into specific players. You guys know that. But our supporters can trust that we've covered off every ruckman going around.
Does the ruckman, though, Hamish, does he need to be, would he need to be a forward ruckman, or you just, ruckman is a genuine ruckman? Because you just get the feeling Big Sauce is going to need a chop out at some stage.
You love that perfect mix of a ruckman that can play first ruck and play forward
yep.
in the same team. But, gee, if you could get another Sam Jacobs, you'd be happy
you'd take
with that
him.
Too.
So you can play him in the same side these days?
Two?
Yeah.
Some clubs do it pretty well.
Yeah.
Some clubs, it's horses for courses, really, isn't it? It's the coach that likes to play that way. Hawks had Hale as the forward ruck, and they play with a genuine ruckman as well.
Yeah.
Some other clubs, Freo West Coast, play with two sometimes. So, yeah, horses for courses. I suppose it's how your coach plans and what he wants to do.
Hamish, will the club be active in the trade period starting Monday?
We've got lots of irons in the fire, so we'll be trying our best to fill some of the needs, and we'll be having a crack at plenty of things. Sometimes you have to dance with 100 girls before one's going to kiss you, Rowie.
Okay, love that one. And last year, no one had ever thought you'd move on Bernie Vince. You did. So is there any untouchables?
You're starting to go into specifics again, but we've got some players that, you know... If they were moving, I'd be going with them. So, there's always some, you got to keep star power. Star power wins premierships. So, you don't want to be moving those blokes.
So you're categorically giving the 19th man a gold-clad guarantee. Paddy Dangerfield's name will be absolutely bang. No deal.
You need stars to win premierships, Rowie. And star power wins flags. So you like to keep them all.
Okay. I got a good mate, his name's Mick Malthouse, and he likes a bloke by the name of Jared Lyons. We're not going to lose Jared Lyons, are we?
Oh, you're starting to go into specific skin, and we can't do our trading and business in the radio, so I'm not going to comment on
Okay.
Nicely done. Well, there's so many names out there. It looks like it's going to be a really busy period, though, Hamish. The early indications are, sitting in this chair and just saying to you, it feels like it might be one of the better trade periods that we've seen in a while, because sometimes they can get a little bit mundane.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the other thing the supporters and footy supporters in general need to understand, it doesn't just start when trade week starts on Monday. It's been going for a fair while. So we've been meeting clubs for... 4-6 weeks.
Okay.
Nobs is talking to managers all the time. So, it's pretty constant, and it's been going pretty busily for the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks. So, it's well underway.
Sometimes you sit around and wait for the big one to move, and then it just opens up the space for everybody else to move. Do you see a pivotal one in this trade period that everybody else is sitting around waiting to fall?
Probably with Essendon's situation, that is on all of our minds, what's going to happen there. So, probably the Ryder one. But we'll see. Never to predict anything in trade week, because what you think is going to happen often doesn't. So it'd be silly to say it's going to fall like X, Y and Z, because it doesn't often happen that way.
Hey, Hamish. Isaac Heaney, I'm hearing a lot of him. We speak to Josh Franco. He's a development coach down there. I think it's unfair that Sydney get first pick of their best academy player. That is dead set unfair. They'll bid for him. Are you going to have a crack at him? Because I think he's exactly what you need.
I'm not sure he's exactly what he's a damn good player. And I said publicly a few weeks ago, he's the closest thing to Rory Sloane I've ever seen. I think I won't have to, Rowie. I'm pretty sure someone will bid ahead of us.
Okay, so Sydney won't get him, is what I'm trying to get at. It's criminal that they get
him. They'll match.
They'll just match.
He's inside six in the draft, and Darcy Moore's the same. Darcy Moore's a star. If Darcy Moore was in the draft as not a father son, he'd be 1, 2, or 3. He'd been 1, 2, or 3 on our board all year.
Yeah, Zane Kirkwood. Any interest in him?
Oh, Ro, you're going into individuals again.
I like the kid, that's all.
I know, look, he's done really well. He's had a great year. And whatever happens, he can look himself in the mirror and know he's done everything possible to give himself a crack.
Yeah. So pick 9 is on the table.
Might be pick 10.
Well, it might be if they get the priority pick Melbourne to 3. So pick 9 or 10, Hamish is on the table.
Oh, yeah. Look, you've got to look at everything. It's there, but we're more than happy to use it. We think we'll get a really good player there.
I bet you're glad that you're in the full draft this year as well, Hamish. You've had to play with the arms tied a little bit the last couple of years, so that's a positive.
Yeah, but it's always a challenge to go and, you know, look for a Kyle Harding in as a rookie, and just because you're a rookie pick doesn't mean you can't play in the AFL, or, you know, once they get to the club, pick 10 or a rookie, they're all the same. So still a challenge for the guys, and I've got a great team around the country, and the boys have done a power of work, so... we'll be in a good position come draft time.
Mate, thanks for that. I know we prod and dance around a bit. We respect your confidentialities and individuals, but you really do give us some good stuff, mate. Thanks for your time and all the best the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Thanks, boys. Pleasure.
Well done. Hamish Ogilvie there, bye. Adelaide National Recruiting Manager.